Welcome to Viz City. I'm Sissy Anderson.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the University of Oregon campus and visiting the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art, looking at a show by Chris Jordan called Running the Numbers.
Yeah, Chris has 20 manipulated digital photographs in the gallery, and that doesn't seem like a lot. But these are large
in
scale,
boys, yeah.
Some 20 feet in length.
They're all like 5 by 7, I think, feet. They totally dominate the big room. Chris has a rather interesting background. He's a former corporate lawyer. He practiced for about 10 years and then for whatever reason made this quantum leap and decided to go into photography and resign from the bar. I mean, he really pulled up roots. And he's been focusing, he's kind of known as focusing on consumerism. He's very conceptual in the way he does this to put the message across. He definitely has a message here, I think.
I think so, too. I think that we're dealing with mass consumption and how it leads to mass waste.
Right.
And kind of those unpleasant realities of society.
Right, and he deals a lot with numbers. The title of each image is really an important part of the image. In one of them, it's 2 million plastic bottles. And it's hard to imagine, if you just say 2 million, what that looks like. Well, he put it in photographic reality, and these bottles represent what the U.S. economy uses in 5 minutes. And that's kind of the astounding part and kind of the depressing part, actually.
It really does take statistics, and it gives you a visual representation, and it's quite overwhelming. And yeah, I would agree with you. It's it has a very sobering effect on a person.
Yeah. One of them is photograph an image of Mount Denali. It's called Denali Denial, a little play on words. And it's made up. All of these are made up of a pointillistic approach where you take light darks of perhaps the same image and you create another image from that. And the Denali Denial image is created from 24,000 logos from the GMC Yukon Denali SUV. And there are 24,000 of them, and that represents 6 weeks sale.
Wow.
Of these things.
Mm-hmm. My favorite was the Cannes Syrah, which depicts 106,000 aluminum cans, the number used every 30 seconds in the U.S.
I mean, when you even look at this and you see those numbers, it's still almost impossible to grasp it. I mean, it's just they're graphic scales. They're pie charts in a different format, but it's still hard to wrap your head around what that even means. And it was disturbing to me because it feels like the ads for drugs on television in that the voice you hear is saying, oh, you know, your eyeballs could fall out or some terrible thing could happen to you. But the image you see is a little butterfly flying through the night sky, and it's all very pleasant. It's just confusing because the text is saying one thing, the words are saying one thing, and the image is saying something else, because all these images are beautiful.
Yeah.
They all are.
Well, and I think that's what's unique about this, is that it really brings up that issue of illusion, and that we're living in an illusion a lot of times with our advertising and consumerism in general.
Yeah, yeah. And it also reminds me of Persian mosaic art, where they'll take a basic pattern and then just repeat it. This is proof of no matter what kind of pattern or image you take, if you repeat it often enough in a clever way, it's going to be beautiful, because all these images are shiny and beautiful. They look like advertising art of the highest order, and they're very clever.
They are. And it's so poignant. I mean, it really does drive home the sobering aspect or the reality of this, and I think that's the clever piece in this,
right,
is the visual representation.
Well, it's, you know, and it's propaganda. I mean, he already knows how he wants us to react. I mean, there's not much
right, it's social commentary,
there,
isn't it?
Right,
yes.
Right. So you take that with a grain of salt. I mean, we have to give it meaning. I think anyone that looks at this, you have to create your own meaning from it and not just let it dictate. So
absolutely.
So on the way out,
yes,
going down both staircases, the show is upstairs at the Jordan Schnitzer. the base of both staircases, there's a show called?
It's called the New Art Northwest Kids Show.
Yes, and it's based on, it's their fourth year, it's a juried show. And this one was based on the Vassy show that just went down. The kids came in, saw what kind of documentary stuff was going on, and then did their own images. And they're wonderful. It's
they
a nice
wonderful.
Antidote.
Yes, it is. You do need an antidote, a shot in the arm.
Yes, you do. And it was yes. It was a very nice way to leave that space. So the Chris Jordan Running the Numbers show does run until April 10 of 2011.
And the New Art Northwest Kids, the Grand Tour show runs through April 3rd.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sissy Anderson.